Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, I'm here. Well, it's happened, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to say it, but it's happened. Good evening, good afternoon, all those things. Royals lose. They lose the game. They lose the series. They drop game two to the Mets by a final score of 3-1. Phone lines are open for you. I'd love to get you involved in this. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Yeah, it finally happened. The bad traits that this team has showcased all year, those bad traits have finally done the trick. This Royals team is no longer in control of its own fate. No. 96 games into the season. That's how long it lasted. 96 games of you and I meeting after these games, and a majority of us, not all of us, saying, boy, man, can you believe how bad this offense is? Is it really going to continue to be this bad? Are they really going to continue to be this brutal in clutch situations? This bad on the base paths? This average at best defensively? Eventually, that's got to change. Because we know this offense is better than what we've seen. We know this. We know there's more speed on this team, better base stealers on this team. We know they're an above average defense, and yet here we are, 96 games into the season. You won't hear that from me anymore. Because now, Royals fans, now we need to rely on other teams. 66 games to go, and sure, we're going to show up tomorrow and over the course of the next 2 months and cheer on the boys in blue and hope that they can win, but that's not enough anymore. Now you need to hope that another team gets ice cold, and maybe some of you are going to hope that another team suffers a bunch of injuries. Bottom line, you need help now. You need magic. And that's a bad place to be. 66 games to go, and now we're hoping for magic. Now we're pointing to the Detroit Tigers of a season ago saying, hey, they did it. They pulled off a miraculous second half run and made their way all the way to the ALDS. Yeah, sure, no doubt. Yeah, it happened last year, and of course it could happen again. If you believe in magic. I'm not going to sit here and tell you to believe in magic. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, hey, there's still time for this offense. There's still time for this group as a base running unit. There's still time for this defense. I'm not doing it anymore. I asked this team coming into the homestand, do what good teams do, and you'll be there in the end. Win your series at home, go 500 on the road, and you'll be an 86-win team just like you were a season ago. But now they've dropped the first two games to the New York Mets here at home. Their opportunity to rekindle a flame amongst its diehard supporters, nearly 25,000 turning out today. But alas, the Royals lose 3-1. Held to one run for the 25th time this season. That's more than one quarter of the games. Held to one run. You need magic. That's what we're left with. That's what this offense has left us with. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7965. If I'm being dramatic, please let me know. If you think I'm off base, please let me know. I'm not going to say you're wrong. You might be right. I'm sure there are some of you ready to call up right now and go, Vern, see, I told you this, man, 2 months ago. You didn't want to hear it. I have no defense right now when it comes to this team. Because the offense has left me weaponless. And don't get this twisted for a second. Now, I'll let y'all do whatever you want to do on this show, so long as it pertains to Royals baseball. But today's loss isn't about anything other than the bats. Don't you dare try to bring up umpires when you score one run and go 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. 1-for-17 with runners in scoring position over the course of these two games. Two games where you were trying to prove to us, a fan base that has shown up in droves over the past 2 months, that has not seen many wins. I don't even believe we've seen half a dozen wins here at Kauffman Stadium since the calendar flipped to June, and yet 20,000 plus are packing this place on a nightly basis. 913-586-7965. It's not about the umpire. You scored one run. 1-for-17 with runners in scoring position. Now as a unit, you're hitting .228 in those clutch spots. Third worst in the sport. In OPS, with runners in scoring position of .625. That's second worst in Major League Baseball. On the bases, Bobby Witt Jr. caught stealing in the eighth inning. Listen, as I'm watching it and watching the replay, did I think he was safe? Yeah, I did. But if you go picture, you know, second, millisecond by millisecond, he's off. He is. I'm sorry, but this is the world that gambling has created. This is what happens when gambling is legal. You're going to do everything you can to get every single call right. And now, Bobby Witt Jr.'s been caught stealing 7 times. There's only 3 guys in the sport that have been caught more, and one of them's his teammate, Mikel Garcia. No team in the American League's been caught stealing more than your Kansas City Royals. You make up all the excuses you want. That's not good enough. You're not stealing enough bags to offset how many times you're getting caught on the base paths. You know, your defense is league average, right? But we knew that since this offseason when you give Jonathan India the second base job or a defensive position on the field. Because you're willing to sacrifice some defense for possible offensive improvement. India's hitting it much better here in the month of July. And he wasn't even out there defensively. But again, another instance in which you're taking a step back defensively for a possible step forward offensively is Jack Caglione. And his poor route to that line drive off of the bat of Pete Alonso turns into the third Mets run. So again, guys, I'm sorry, but the bad traits this team has shown us now for the first 96 games, it's too much, in my opinion, to overcome. Even your big bats today, 0 for 4 with runners in scoring position. Bobby 0 for 2, Vinny 0 for 2. Royals on pace to finish this season 78 and 84. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. We're going to start off in Olathe. Luke, you're hitting leadoff. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Vinny? How you doing, man?
I'm all right. What do you have?
We've talked before about how, like, the mediocrities of this team. We don't need to rehash that. And I completely agree with your opening monologue. The umpires are not the reason we lost this game. But I'm going to kind of sit on that for a couple points of, like, this happened in a playoff game last year with Jazz Chisholm. Like, and it feels like I listened to watching the game on TV last night. Jake Eisenberg said we're legislating inches. But
yeah.
The thing is,
but that's, that's what happens. That's what happens when there's gambling.
We only legislate inches for New York, L.A., and those teams. Like, when the Royals are playing the Pirates, the Tigers, or the Minnesota Twins, that thing's not getting called. And I you might disagree with that, but I've watched every single Royals game the last my whole life, and it just doesn't get called. It just doesn't get called. And my second thing is, playing college baseball myself, when your coach does not stick up for your guys like that, for Cotrero, Cotrero has to go out there and say something to the umpires. I don't care if it's not their job. I don't care if it's not his thing to go out there and say.
So what do you want him to say? No, explain this to me. You know it. You want him to go yell at somebody that you know he had nothing to do with it. Okay.
Yeah. Because it shows to your players that, okay, I know this was BS. I'm going to stick up for you guys. Even, it's just a mentality thing. It's a mindset.
Are they 4 years old?
I don't know.
Babies out there? I mean, how about this? How about stay on the bag? How about steal the base? You're the fastest guy on the planet. Stay on the bag. Be under control. Can we once blame a player? Once? Bobby can handle it. And if he can't, John Sherman's given him 300 million reasons to handle it. Royals lose 3-1. We'll take a quick timeout. Get back to your thoughts after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Brett Beatty left-handed hitter who swings, bounces it left side. Played on the backhand by Bobby. Jump throw from the outfield grass. He got him! Oh my gosh, what a play! Boy, off the bat, it looked like it probably going to left center. Bobby went to his right, and he got so much on the jump throw that he still got Brett Beatty for the incredible 6-3 putout. My goodness. And Vinny handled the one-hop throw beautifully on the other end.
Nice call. Steve Stewart, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan, 106 miles per hour off of the bat of Brett Beatty. I don't know what it was coming out of the hand of Bobby Witt Jr., but I'll promise you it wasn't much below triple digits. Bobby unleashing a bullet to first, and that was the second out of the third inning, a scoreless game at that point, and just a gorgeous play from a gorgeous player. Bobby Witt Jr.'s unbelievable throw, that was today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioner, or I should say, MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. The scoreless tie would last until the fourth inning as Jonathan Bolin would serve up a two-run shot to Juan Soto. That's all the Mets would need. Royals would score one as Izzy and India go back-to-back with doubles to lead off the sixth inning. But Jonathan India stranded in scoring position for the second time there in the sixth. And the Royals, instead of tying the game up, remain down one. Lucas Erceg would give up a run in the ninth inning, and that's how we arrive at our final score. Mets 3, Royals 1. Royals lose the series, and they've now dropped 9 of the last 10 series here at Kauffman Stadium. Jonathan India starts the game off. First inning, leadoff double. Bobby flies out to the second baseman. Vinny swings and misses. Strike 3 through a slider. And then Michael Garcia pops out to Pete Alonso at first. India, after driving Izzy in with his RBI double in the sixth, he moves up to third base on an errant pickoff throw by Mets reliever Reed Garrett. So now the tying run is on third base with Bobby, Vinny, and Michael due up. And he doesn't move. Bobby, Vinny, and Michael in the first and the sixth have a man in scoring position with nobody out, and they don't capitalize either time. Please stop talking about the manager. Stop talking about the umpires. We're 96 games into this season. This is the worst run-scoring offense in franchise history. And you're telling me that if Q goes out there and screams at someone, that's going to change this? What are you watching? How long have you been watching? And for the college baseball players out there, most of your managers weren't that good. They certainly weren't big league managers if they're flying off the handle left and right. Unless that's who they are, right? Consistently losing their S. If they're the Lou Piniella type. But if Matt Quatrero loses it, screaming like a maniac to people that had nothing to do with the decision, if I'm in that Royals dugout, I don't think, hey, my manager has my back. First of all, I already know that. But secondly, I'm thinking, oh boy, this thing is slipping away because Q's losing it. Q's having a meltdown. Do you even hear what he's saying? It's nonsense. He's screaming nonsense to him. Oh boy, man, I thought we were in a bad way, but maybe it's even worse. Royals lose 3-1. They're 4 games below 500. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. CJ was one of the near 25,000 in the building today. CJ, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, how we doing, Vern?
Fine. How are you?
Good. Long time, first time. Hey,
good to have you.
Hate to beat a dead horse, but going back to Bobby being thrown out a second, I just think it goes against the spirit of the game, man. You know, when you're, it goes back to last night too, Tolbert being thrown out.
Yeah, but
you know,
it's not new. Do you remember the 2015 ALDS, the comeback against the Astros? Right before that comeback, Terrence Gore was thrown out at third base on something exactly like this. This is what happens with instant replay. I'm with you. It goes against the spirit of the game. But the reason why we're only going to get more replay moving forward, right? Automatic balls and strikes, is because gambling is legal and gambling runs everything in professional sports right now. So they can't afford to get these calls wrong because there's way too much money and way too many powerful people losing or making money on these decisions. So I understand, but it's 2025. That's how things are regulated now. That you see it in the NFL every single Sunday. Nobody knows what a catch is, but they're going to keep trying to get it right because there's just way too much money on the line. This is just how things go. You don't have to like it, but you got to accept it.
It's a game of inches, just like everything, you know?
Sure, yeah. Thanks for the phone call, CJ. Got me worked up there. Bobby Witt Jr. snaps his hitting streak at 14 games. Bob goes 0-for-3. Royals had a grand total of 4 hits. Half of them from Jonathan India. Boy. Yeah, you know what? Jonathan India, he deserves it. Jonathan India is today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. India 2-for-4. He drove in the lone Royals run. Got banged up again. I don't know if you saw, but when he dove into second base prior to that errant pickoff throw in the sixth inning. And I don't know if he got stepped on or if the ball hit him in the right hand. India's all sorts of beat up, but he keeps answering the bell and did advance on the errant throw with a hurt hand. So yeah, props to Jonathan India today with a pair of extra base hits. The other two hits from the Royals today, of course, Kyle Isbell's leadoff double in the sixth where he comes around to score. And then Vinny Pasquantino had a one-out single in the fourth, and he never moved off of first base. Let's go to Tim in the Northland. Tim, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Berm, the obvious problem is the hitting. Let me point out a player to you. Jose Altuve is hitting .272 with 16 home runs and 50 RBIs. He's 5'6", 165. How many guys in our starting lineup are bigger than Jose Altuve and don't have 16 home runs?
Well, he's a Hall
the
of Famer.
Is, I mean, he's 5'6", 165. I could point out the small, you know, other small guys too, but I'm going to take him because everybody knows who he is. He's disciplined at the plate. He knows the technique of hitting. Our guys are undisciplined at the plate. I don't know how many times I see him swing at balls outside and low in the dirt. I saw one player today, I forget which one it was, he swung and missed ball 4 for a strike, and he swung and missed ball 5 for a strike. They have no patience. They're not seeing the ball properly. Maybe they need to adjust to slightly more open or slightly more closed stance. Maybe they need to move a little bit inside, closer to the plate so they can hit those outside pitches. Or maybe they should just be patient. But the problem is, I bet you this any money, the hitting coach is not making them watch the game tape and watch it in slow motion, pitch by pitch, every at bat you have. You ought to be going back after the game and look. You watch the Royals replay 2-3 times a day.
Yeah, they watch it right after the at bat. Yeah, they got it right there on their laptop.
They need to watch what's going and go back and see it again and again. Why did I even? Geez, I must have been freaking stupid for swinging at that ball. Never had a chance at the strike zone. I mean, some guys will run. Oh, look at Freddie Fermin a couple weeks ago. He blasted one in the upper deck. How big is Freddie? It was technique. He timed the ball right. If you don't hit the ball at the front of the plate, as your bat goes through the zone, you need to meet that ball at the front of the plate or just in front of the plate.
All right, Coach. No, I got it. Yeah, it's not as easy as you're making it out to be, but I appreciate your input, Tim. Thanks a lot, bud. You're driving me nuts here. I mean, do you really think you know more than these guys? You're really going to break it down like that to the hitting coach? They got three different hitting coaches. You're telling me these guys are bouncing around in that hitting room like Mo, Larry, and Curly just banging their heads into one another? No one said, hey, should we watch our previous at-bats? Yeah. I mean, get real. What are you talking about? Let's go to Scott. Scott was in the building today to watch the Royals lose 3-1. Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, man. I saw a good bullpen pitching staff today. I
mean, no doubt. No doubt.
You know, they went out there and just did it. Zerpa, first inning.
Yeah.
You know, he looked great. I mean,
the pitching was great, man. If you would have told me, you know, yeah. We learned this morning that Michael Lorenzen wasn't going and it's going to be a bullpen game. You're telling me three runs on six hits for nine innings? I'll sign up for that every single day. That's why, man. I'm, you know, Scott, this is solely on the offense, solely on those position players.
Yep. Absolutely, yeah. And everyone blaming the referee. The umpires out there. I mean, you can't blame the umps for a performance like that. Four hits on, you know, one run on four hits, you know, and have the opportunities, you know, every single time. And this is a first place New York Mets team who's looking to win the division. I mean, they're not going to butt up. And then I think we played them pretty well, you know, defensively with the pitching. But, man, the offense, we've talked about it all year. You know, you already know the deal. So, I mean, trade deadline's coming soon. I mean, I don't know what the move is, but, you know, get some firepower in there. I mean, even if this isn't a playoff team, still make a push. You got to have somebody light it up in there. And we've seen it lately. I mean, the big guys have done it. I mean, it's evident, but it's got to be consistent. And you mentioned it earlier, you know, 300 million reasons why, you know, with Bobby Witt Jr. in there. I mean, he had a hell of a day defensively, but, you know, we got to get those guys across the plate. So, right. I'm going to listen off air, Vern. I appreciate it.
Scott, thanks for the phone call. It opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Yeah, as far as the trade deadline is concerned, I've said from the outset you have to move Seth Lugo. But as far as adding, no. I would be unwilling to part with anything that I prize as far as prospects are concerned. I'm not moving anybody. I'll sell Seth Lugo. No, I'm not interested in big selling. You know, Vinny, Mikel, Chris Bubich. I could listen to Carlos Estevez, sure. I won't be happy about that because the only reason you move a Carlos Estevez is to save yourself $10 million next year. And, you know, it's not my money. I would much prefer Carlos Estevez to be on this team next year making $10 million than to allow J.J. Piccolo to spend that elsewhere. Still give him money to spend elsewhere and keep Carlos Estevez, right? I want John Sherman to spend all his dang money. But Lugo, yeah. Lugo, I want him traded by the end of the month. You could take it all the way up to the deadline. That's fine by me. But I want him traded at the deadline. As far as adding, no. No, I have, again, I am absolutely defenseless when it comes to this team right now. Their bad traits that they've shown us all season have finally done the trick. The boys are no longer, in my opinion, no longer in control of their fate. They're now reliant on magic, other teams getting cold, injuries surrounding them in the wild card race. Those are the type of things that, sadly, you're hoping for. But Scott, I'm really grateful you mentioned that pitching staff, man. Angel Zerpa, a 1-2-3 first inning. Over the last 2 months, the lefty has an ERA of 1.78. 26 strikeouts in 25 innings. And then yesterday, you know, we were talking about, boy, this, you just needed someone to pick up Lucas Urseg. And the bullpen was unable to do so yesterday. You know, Waka couldn't do it. Obviously, Steven Cruz couldn't do it yesterday. But the bullpen picked up the whole dang team today. Unfortunately, the offense couldn't do its part. Jonathan Bolin with his first 9-out appearance as a big leaguer. John Schreiber with his first 6-out appearance as a Royal. Steven Cruz goes 1-2-3 in the 7th. Sam Long faces the minimum. Sam Long gets two punch-outs and then is taken out of the game after he walks Brandon Nimmo. But Lucas Erceg comes in, gets the final out. Man, the pitching was outstanding today. Unfortunately, Jonathan Bolin is saddled with the loss. He's now 1-2 on the season. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Justin in Oklahoma City. Justin, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking the call. Hope you're having a good day. So today's game, I heard a lot of complaints about the call with Bobby Witt Jr., but the bottom line is I agree with you, when you're talking the first caller about that, there's no excuses. You know, there's no reason to get mad. I mean, that's just the way it is. And so I think he was safe. I'm right there with you as far as that. But, you know, Rex Hudler said it best at the end of the game, man. You have to,
execute. You got to score more than one run. Did he say that?
You have to execute when you have scores and running, when you have scores and running position, you have to execute. And that they failed at that today, you know. They had their chances, and then, that's just the way it is, And when you're not generating runs in the game of baseball, that's a recipe for getting beat, And
that's the recipe to be exactly where this team is, Justin. I appreciate the phone call. Again, the worst run scoring offense in Royals franchise history. You know how many bad teams have come through this ballpark, right? Of course you do. That's a disrespectful question. I rescind that question. Of course you guys know how much bad baseball has been played inside this stadium. How many awful offenses have dug in the batter's box here at Kauffman Stadium, even dating back to Royal Stadium. Not as many, but still. 325 runs for the boys in blue. The previous low water mark held by the 2018 team, a team that lost well over 100 games. I said this year they have 325. The previous low, 343 back in 2018. Let's go to, is it Tyron? Who's at the airport? Tyrone, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I want to thank you for being my coping mechanism through these hard times.
Sure.
First of all. Now, the 2 hours ago that you called Coach, and you kind of a little bit disrespected him because you didn't like what he said about the batting techniques, he was on to something. Because, Vern, you are confessing it without knowing. If it's not what he said, then why are they so terrible? It is that simple. You say, well, it's not that simple. Oh, yeah, it is. Because if they were doing the minimum discipline, as the gentleman said, that prior home stand where they went 1-11.
Who are we talking about then? Okay, but who are we talking about?
The guy that was two callers before.
No, I know. I'm talking about the hitters. Because he's saying they need to move up in the box. They need to do this.
In general, the technique.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, what? Okay, the technique, you, that the, it's just again, a bunch of umbrella mechanism. Garbage that's being that. Thrown out there. It's 13 different position players, 13 different swings. It's not one fix to fix the offense, Tyrone. Is he gone? Tyrone, I appreciate the phone call. Okay, so... So he brought up the strikeouts. Royals struck out 6 times today. Kyle Isbell once. Nick Lofton once. Michael Garcia, the All-Star, once. Vinny Pasquantino, a guy that's batting better than 300 since the calendar flipped to May, once. Twice, actually, for Vinny. Okay. And then Jonathan India once. So Vinny Pasquantino, who's hitting again better than 310 since the calendar flipped to May, struck out twice today, and it's his technique? Oh, no. Okay, we weren't talking about Vinny. We're talking about Mikel. Mikel, who earlier today was one of only eight big leaguers, eight qualified hitters in the whole freaking sport, hitting 300. He punched out. Okay, we're not talking about it. It's not a technique thing for him. Okay. Jonathan India, on-base percentage around 375 here in the month of July. He struck out. Are we talking about him swinging through that 97-mile-per-hour fastball from Frankie Montas? Are we talking about Kyle Isbell? Your nine-hitter? Your defense-first center fielder? Yeah, okay. Kyle Isbell's the difference? This is the guy that's holding you back? I mean, get real. He's the only guy that scored a run today. So what are we talking about? Again, it's easy to throw out umbrella statements of, oh, you know what they need to do? They need to be more patient. All of them? Even Bobby, who has a 14-game hitting streak, and Vinny, who's hitting 300, and Mikel, who's hitting 300, and Salvi, who's having the best stretch of his season. Now, what are we talking about? Maybe it's the talent. Right? Maybe the guys that are surrounding these bats, A, aren't good enough. B, are choking in big situations. I mean, are we talking about, because Bobby and Vinny went 0 for 4 today with runners in scoring position. Bobby, Vinny, and Mikel went 0 for 6. So it's your stars, it's the guys that are performing that let you down today. But they're also the guys that have been pretty darn good of late. Baseball's not easy. Hitting most certainly is not easy, and it's certainly not black and white. Hey, all 13 of you, come here. Hey, just be more patient. I'll go get them. Come on. You really think professional baseball's that easy? That Tim in the Northland's going, hey, if he just moves up in the box, open up your stance a little bit. And again, Mo, Larry, and Curly, that's what you think these hitting coaches are doing back here? Poking each other in the eye, not watching tape, making jokes, ripping farts. I mean, what are we talking about? 913-586-7965. Let's go to Mark and Lee Summit. Mark, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Open up your stance.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. Just thinking outside the box.
I know we need you to turn your radio down, big dog.
I'll get out away from the radio. I'm sorry, Vern. Hey,
just turn it off.
Thinking outside the box, what would it take if we tried to sell Bobby Witt? What would we need in return?
A whole franchise. You give me everything. Franchise. You give me your stadium. You give me your general manager. Yeah, you give me everything.
I'm thinking about the Zach Greinke trade and what they got there and
it's not even comparable. You know, Zach Greinke was a year and a half away from free agency and wanted the hell out of here. Bobby Witt Jr. is under team control for a half decade and loves it here.
Okay. Just thinking outside the box, maybe if that would be an option to get more talent.
No, not an option. Get back in the box, Mark. I appreciate the phone call. Royals lose 3-1. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Royals lose 3-1. They drop the series to the Mets. An update from Atlanta. The All-Star Futures game was this afternoon, and a pair of 2021 Royals draft picks took center stage as the former top pick, first-round pick, Frank Mazzucato, threw a scoreless inning, punching out one, 10 pitches, 8 strikes. Carter Jensen was the other half of that battery. The Park Hill High School alum went 0-for-1. Struck out, swinging through a curveball in the dirt. Coming up tomorrow's the draft, Monday the home run derby, Tuesday the all-star game. Let's go back to the phone calls. Matt in Bonner Springs. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Matt, go ahead. Matthew. Let's try Garrett in Olathe. You're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals fall 3-1. Go ahead, buddy.
Thanks for taking my phone call. I have a question and a concern here. My concern is it goes to the batting. When I was playing, I looked at a lot of strikes, and I noticed that the Royals batters look at a lot of strikes. And I just don't get why they look at a lot of strikes. And then they're punching out and swinging at balls in the dirt. That's just something that they just need to adjust to, and they will eventually. And you said – you want to trade Seth Lugo. So who would be your replacement for Seth Lugo once he gets traded, Vern? I'll listen off air.
Oh, it's a white flag. No, once you trade Seth Lugo, it's over. Because the replacement is, exactly, 45-year-old Rich Hill, Dallas Keuchel, who's making his Omaha debut. He's given up 2 runs in 3 innings. That Dallas Keuchel, the guy that gave up the bomb to Kendrys Morales in Game 5 of the ALDS in 2015. 37-year-old Dallas Keuchel, currently battling it out with 45-year-old Rich Hill to possibly take the spot of Seth Lugo. Garrett, I appreciate the phone call, buddy. JT Noah, I appreciate your help back at the studio. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. Sorry for yelling at all of you. Noah Cameron tomorrow. That should make you feel good. I'll talk to you 12 noon for the On Deck Show. Try to enjoy your Saturday, Kansas City. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.